702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja. Live streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app. DStv Channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
Let's talk about nurturing your child's gifts and talents. What is the strategy you are using? I, from my own personal experience, was very, very fortunate that the school I went to had world-class facilities. And early on, we were all introduced to everything. Our sporting curriculum included swimming, and I'm talking during school hours. So swimming, tennis, we played netball. And then when it came to cultural activities, we had music. We all had to learn to play the xylophone or the marimbas. We even played badminton at my school. That was St. Mary's DSG in Pretoria. And if it were not for all of those things, I don't think my parents were in a position to just decide back in 1990, starting at school, to say, "Ooh, let's just give this person extra lessons." It was now, as we were being exposed to certain things, that we started to take up interest. I remember going one or two times to the horse riding lessons, and it was such a beautiful time where anything is possible. You don't actually know you're going to be good at something until you start to do it. So how do you make those decisions, parents? Are you influenced by the dreams you had? Do you kind of allow your child to try everything? And how soon is too soon to start? We're joined in studio by Naima Ngovu, jazz playing and trumpet blowing young protege who's in grade 6 and is 11 years old. And her mother, Dr. Lazan Ngovu, joins us as well in the studio. Welcome, ladies. This is so exciting that you are here. You're even in school uniform, Naima. Welcome. How are you doing, Naima?
Good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good. Do you know what lesson you were supposed to be in right now, or school is done now for you?
I think I was supposed to be in art.
Oh, in art. Oh, art is also fun. But do you prefer being on radio, playing the trumpet, or doing art?
Being on radio.
Absolutely love it. Mom, thank you so much for coming through. How does it feel being here at 702 and it's not for yourself, it's for your daughter?
Really, good afternoon, and thank you so much for having us. I must say, Naima is a special child, and I'm a mother of four, but she actually made it very easy for me to choose the trumpet for her.
Really?
Yes.
How did you go about doing that? Because, you know, it's very easy before being a parent to judge parents and be like, stop living through your kids. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, my child's going to be 3 soon. We need to pick instruments. Now I'm naturally gravitating to the instruments that I am already biased to, which is the piano and voice. How did you decide? And did you yourself have a musical background at all?
So I play the piano, and in matric, I actually had music as a subject. But when I sent Naima to nursery, Naima's teacher sent us a report and told us that your child comes alive during the music period. Because Naima's she's always been quiet, a quiet child. She's not loud and out there.
Yes.
So it was initially difficult to see what she enjoys. But when the teacher told me that your child comes alive in music, I knew that, yes, I've got a music child and I have to do everything to actually nurture that talent. Mm.
Naima, is mom telling the truth? Are you quiet and shy?
Yes.
We know kids will always be telling the truth. So when you then say, you know, to yourself, I need to nurture this. We all know there are many parenting books out there, but there's no manual to actually parenting your kids. How did you figure out the formula of how to nurture, how much room to give to them? Because especially when it comes to music, for example, it's also a discipline where a commitment has been made. If your kid says, I don't feel like doing this, I mean, I'm going through that phase where my son didn't want to go to swimming lesson the one day, left him. We said, okay, cool, don't have to swim. Then he's like, it's another swimming lesson. And I was like, you are getting in that pool. How do you even navigate? Because it's tough. It's not always fun.
Yeah. I think the simple answer is to get involved. Be a present parent.
Mm.
So when NEMA started, I made sure that lessons, if I could not be there, I would send her dad to be there. But also when it was time for her to practice, I'm still there, even now. When she's practicing, I'm there, even though I'm not there for the whole practice session. But I make sure that I show interest. And I think that's important when you want to nurture a child with a musical talent, is to actually be present. If your child doesn't want to do something, show interest. Go and Google quickly, what is C major scale? And they will be so impressed by the fact that you've taken the time to understand what they're learning.
So you are a doctor. I'm just curious about this music playing doctor.
Yes, I'm a neurologist by profession.
My goodness. But today you're a momager.
I'm totally a momager. Totally a momager. And I'm actually enjoying and just seeing NEMA coming out of her shell. And because when we started the music thing with her, I didn't think that she'll reach these heights at this point in time. So it's very interesting just to watch her just fly.
And I think what I'm loving is she's also, you know, NEMA, you're also classically trained. You read your music. What have you seen the benefit is for her also reading? Because you do get gifted children who play by ear. They hear something and their hands do the rest, or if it's a wind instrument, they blow and things happen on their own. But what have you seen has been the benefit in going the classical route as well?
Firstly, that discipline, because that discipline in music translates into the academics. That's number one. Secondly, musicians are mathematicians. You will never find a musician who can't do math. So for parents out there, if your child is struggling with math, let them start the music.
Because of all the counting, of course.
Of all the counting and the discipline. And also when you read music and when you play a musical instrument, there are so many of the brain activity that takes place that will only elevate you in other spheres of your life.
Now, you see, now I can ask you a question as a neurologist. Just because last week we were speaking about the neuroplasticity in our masterclass with a brain specialist and neurologist. And, you know, we touched on the different things that a person can do as they get older to improve their brain function. And I'm wondering, what do you see in children as a parent or in your profession that we lose sight of as adults that we could get back into? Like, for example, when you are younger, the focus is fully on learning. And I almost feel as we get older, if it's not related to your profession, people lose the learning excitement. They're not just randomly waking up saying, I want to learn the guitar. They're not randomly waking up and saying, I never actually learned how to play chess. So what would you say we could be doing differently that children are doing so well that could obviously as adults especially help us with our brains?
I think, let me take myself as an example. So I used to play the piano and I told myself that one day and hopefully very soon I would like to take up a different instrument. And not just because I want to, but it's also for my brain to form new pathways, because that will help my brain to remain active, and also it will delay a possible onset of forgetfulness and dementias later on in life. So parents, if you have time, do take up an instrument. You will just add more brain life, to say.
NEMA, what has music done for your life?
At school, most people know me because
you're always on stage.
Yes.
What are the other subjects that you love to do at school?
I like math and Music are my top two favorites.
But why do I feel like you're really secretly good at science as well? I just feel like it. You are?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. And Mom, I'm just wondering, you know, there's obviously over the past couple of years, we see the reality shows of these, you know, young kids basically being in inverted commas put to work. They call the moms the pageant moms. How do you find the balance as a parent to a gifted child for your child that she is also able to reach a point in her life where she doesn't feel like I didn't actually have an opportunity to be a kid, because when I was not in school, I was practicing. And you know, being as gifted as she is, really anything is possible for her. And it's not unknown to the world that you can be young and be on the road as a professional talent.
I'm a self-confessed tiger music mom. That's what I'm being called. I'm a tiger music mom.
Please explain what that means.
So I'm all about music, but not just music as an individual sport per se. I make sure that my children are in orchestras because performing in a group is also very important, because I think in life you need those soft skills. Those soft skills will eventually be required for us to thrive as individuals. And I make sure that Neymar goes to play dates. She's really introverted, so she's got 2-3 friends and they love each other. She makes sure that, and also Neymar loves to do art. So you can sometimes we will look for her in the house because she's so quiet, and you'll find that she's busy with arts and crafts. And she's always into doing stuff for others. That's her, I think, third favorite thing. So she will create little things for her brother, for her little sister, and they are always playing together, because with the four children, my firstborn, who's Manoba, he's 14 years old, he's at St. John's College, and he plays the trombone.
You've got a little bit. I see what the strategy was here with the four kids. You're putting a little quartet together. So Manoba plays the trombone. Correct. And the others?
And then I've got Chaga, who's 7 years old. He's also at St. John's, and he plays the piano.
Yes.
And he just started violin, but he will also play a brass instrument.
Okay, and number four?
And then I've got Zuri, she's 3 years old, and she's already playing a brass instrument. She can get sound like you can't believe. I think she's just a natural.
Listen, and I think for those who've never put a wind instrument in their hands, like a brass instrument, the best way to describe is the blowing techniques are not just sitting in your lungs, they're in your diaphragm, they're sitting in how you shape your mouth. So when we give the utmost respect to being able to play instruments like trombone, tuba, trumpet, even the saxophone is not the same because of how the mouthpiece with the reed is sitting, but it's almost like blowing a vuvuzela. So it's very tight-lipped, very exhausting. So Neymar, how difficult was it? Do you remember what it was like starting to play? Because you were, what, 6-7 years old when you started?
Yes, it was very difficult to play because the trumpet was a little bit too heavy.
Yes.
And then I used to play with my trumpet on the table.
Wow, that's a smart a trick there. So just to carry the weight for you. What was the hardest part? Was it fingering and getting the notes, or was it the type of blowing? Is basically the type of blowing you need to do.
I think it might have been the blowing for me. Because I have to get really high notes.
Yes. So the higher the notes you go, help all the listeners understand how the instruments work. The higher the notes you play, what needs to happen with your mouth?
You have to blow more air through.
Yes, yes. And the lower notes?
You have to blow really slow air through the instrument.
Yes, yes. So it does get much harder when you start getting into those higher registers. I'm wondering, who are some of your music heroes that are trumpet players? Who do you listen to?
I really like Louis Armstrong.
Oh, girl. You have got an old soul there. Mom, did you have anything to do with this?
Little bit.
I absolutely love that. All right, we're going to go to take some calls. So you can put your headphones on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We've got Gift from Limpopo. Gift, how's it?
I'm good. Thanks, Louie.
Yes, so tell me about your story, because you share with us that you have a stutter, but music has helped you. Please tell me more about that.
Yes, when I was growing up until last year when I was doing my trip, I wanted to study music, because music is the only thing that when I do, I don't stutter. And my father used to support me all the way until he passed on. So I wanted to go to the School of Music, but due to lack of funds and stuff, I couldn't go. But it's self-taught, playing by ear. It was easy for me. Like, for example, if I can sing for you now, you can hear that I don't stutter, that's where I feel happy. And yeah, so I wanted to study music so bad, because it's something that when I do, it's something like that the Lord has made for me. But due to lack of funds and stuff, I cannot go to music school. They're very expensive. Very expensive. So let me sing something for you, then you will realize.
Please. So your instrument is voice?
I do voice and keyboard technique.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let me sing something. Let me do a jazz standard. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
I was getting so. You have to do the last line. In other words, please be true.
In other words,
I love you. Aye! Woo! Gift!
Wow!
To lack of funds, you know, this year when January started, so hard singing at mall, try to raise at least 20,000, 15,000 to go to a good music school. But
so you know what we're gonna do, Gift? I think let's hear from all the 702 listeners and family if they want to contribute. We had such a beautiful discussion with my friend that we all know as Lira, and what we discovered is that the center of the brain that for a person where they can speak is not the same center as the singing and the music. But from what you are sharing, outside of the helping with the stutter, the fact that you say you were born for it, I believe you. I so believe you. And I hope 702 family is able to come through and see whoever would like to support this dream of Gift from Limpopo. I mean, you can never go wrong with Frank Sinatra, right? You just cannot go wrong with Frank Sinatra. We're going to continue our conversation with Naima Ngovu, as well as her mom, Dr. Lazan Ngovu, as we talk about nurturing your children's talents. And I see your voice notes that have come through. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, and the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
Your voice. Your life. Your afternoon radio on 702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja.
18 minutes to 2 o'clock, we're talking about gifted children. But not just that, in the middle of our conversation, as we've been speaking to Naima Ndlovu, who is a jazz playing and trumpet blowing young protege. She's in grade 6 and she's 11 years old. And if you're thinking, when are we going to hear her play? Don't you worry, we've got a treat up for you. But we're also in studio with her mom, who happens to be a neurologist, Dr. Lazan Ngovu, who is chatting to us about some of the things she has done, not just with Naima, but also with her three other children. This is a busy mom. But we received a phone call from a gentleman by the name of Gift, who said that music has helped him with his stuttering. And some of you have already started sharing your messages, and that he was completely unable to pursue music school because his father had passed on, but that is his dream. And we heard him singing Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon. Now, your questions are coming through on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We have some voice notes.
I'm not one for makeup, but my 8-year-old child, she loves makeup. She wants to become a makeup artist. So we bought like a makeup kit for her and for me. And then over the weekend, she does my makeup. And then sometimes she also does her sister's makeup. And then where's the 12-year-old? She wants to become a chef. So guess what? We've got the best meals at home, especially on the weekends. Oh, it's beautiful.
I thought you had the right strategy, doctor. I think she has a better strategy. You have somebody to get your makeup done and cook for you.
I guess I'll have to redirect.
You need to redirect, you know. Would you be keen, Naima, to get into the kitchen and learn how to cook?
I'm good at baking, but I don't know about cooking.
Girl, you're good at baking. So what do you make? Cupcakes, cakes?
My favorite thing to make are sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies. So you're doing it for you. That's the...
Yeah.
Here's another voice note.
Hi, everyone in the studio. Kimujale from Wanoslebune. I own an extra classes, sort of facility, and we are doing math and science. You know, every time I'm actually classically trained, not professionally, of course, from school, and all of that. And that actually improved not only the maths, but also the confidence, because I even went on to sing some solo and all that. I mean, music is one of the best stimulators of the brain. I'm telling you, my academics became way better after 2003. Thank you very much, guys, for a good show.
I absolutely love that. I love that.
He's spot on.
Wow. So you would encourage, because I guess this is something that maybe the Department of Education is not looking at. And we already know we always complain about schools in the township areas, semi-rural areas. They don't have facilities. They don't have activities outside of just the academic curriculum. What a difference it would make if there was music. I know that there are some schools that just, you don't even need a music center. You just need somebody who is teaching them so far. Solfa, for example, where they don't even need to fully read music notation like what we do classically, but they read the do re mi's.
Absolutely. And the thing is, I would also encourage, if you don't have instruments, we can create our own instruments. Get the pot and the pans out. Get the spoons out. Start with rhythm. We've got instruments all around us. It's just for us to be pick them up and do something with them musically.
Here's another voice note.
Good morning, Relebogile, and your guests at the studio. Wow, what a talented girl. And the mom, I'm very impressed and very, very inspired. I'm also a mom to two kids that played instruments. And funny, my son went to St. John's, but now he's 24. He played violin. It has helped him so much, even now. He still plays at church and he also sings. He was head of choir. He sings. And my daughter played piano. She still does play. We've got a piano at home. So yeah, being a very involved mommy does help. And regarding the Limpopo boy, my goodness, did you make me cry? I promise you, that boy, he needs sponsorship. I think He has places to go and impress lots and lots of people. That's talent. Great show as always. Thank you, Relebogile.
Thank you so, so much. Also just confirming, you know, that there is a holistic perspective to music lessons. A person doesn't need to be doing it or nurturing gifts just for, you know, oh, are you pursuing this as a career or not? It's a great skill to have. August Warrior on the WhatsApp line says, amazing. Yes, yes, I want to support gift. I would like to contribute. Please, great show. Thank you. Our producers will be in touch and we will find out from gift how he can be assisted. As 702, we don't receive anything, so it can go directly to the person who's receiving. Zugiswa says, oh my gosh, Rilebogile, gift. I had to stop on the side of the road because of the goosebumps he gave me. Whoa. I would love to pledge 5,000 rand towards his studies. I wish I had all 20,000 rand, but hopefully 702 land will come through. Zugiswa, thank you so, so much for that pledge. Another one says, hi, it's Leon here. I'm not a regular listener, but I heard gift talking and I heard myself from standard 4 up to 19 or 20 years of age and his stuttering. I want to help him with that. Please provide me with his details. I will talk to him and our producer will take your calls. Alternatively, send an email to the show, 702afternoons@702.co.za. And those are the numerical numbers. Eugene says, extramurals are a full-time job. As a father, I've been attending my daughter's violin lessons for the past 8 years. I also had to spend all my Saturdays at music school when my son was still in primary and middle school. And that is a culture shock for our people. Gokasi, because the value of extramurals is not emphasized, but they have to be talented. And this is so, so true. What are your thoughts, Mom, on all of these messages and just the sentiments that other parents are sharing about the commitment that goes into nurturing these extramurals? Because one might argue, well, I don't have the money, but it isn't just the money that's required. It's the interest, it's the time.
Oh yes, and I agree with a last listener that it is really a full-time job. And I think when your child takes up an instrument, it's actually a partnership between the child, you, and the teacher.
Mm.
It's really a partnership, and I would really encourage listeners to nurture that partnership and have your own agenda, because there's no way that a child could just go to lessons and there's no agenda. We have to set the agenda,
mm-hmm.
and communicate the outcomes or what the goals with the teacher and have that partnership. I must say we've been really blessed with good teachers. Naima plays the piano as well. She's with Madame Yelena at Rodin School, and her trumpet teacher, Mr. Philip Cox, is just incredible.
Mm.
These two parents are like secondary parents to her. It's not just about the music, but they also they guide her in terms of their other life skills that come with them teaching my child.
Right. And I think they're the ones that need to be there holding students' hands when, for example, if they're participating in Nice Steadfords, they don't perform as well as they would have liked to. They play such an important role beyond teaching theory and the practicals of music. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to get to hear Naima play the trumpet and we take more of your calls. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebogile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
8 minutes to 2 o'clock and we're talking nurturing your young ones' talents. And we're with Naima Ngovu, jazz playing, trumpet blowing young protege who's in grade 6 at Rodin. She's 11 years old and her mom is with us as well, Dr. Lazan Ngovu. And before she begins to play for us, some of your messages that were coming through where we posted on the socials are parents, some of you that are saying that you have to, which is very important. They mentioned consistency. Smangaliso Mnisi says, by nurturing your own talent is how your children will nurture theirs. And I completely agree with that, because they will mirror what they see you do for themselves what they see you do for yourself. And Ntombi says, support, encourage, push, reward, and punish when necessary. I don't like the word punish. I prefer discipline rather. Punish is a scary word. Makhati says, by giving them support and be there for them even in times of need. And Ntombi Zotwa says, just let them explore everything. They would find what makes them happy in time. Tumelo says, support. They generally direct you, except where they just excel at many things. So many of your messages coming through, and of course so much love that was coming for Gift, who phoned in. My goodness, Rebhile, Gift has an amazing talent. I wish a 702 community we can help him reach his dream of getting to music school. And another one, Rebhile, please tell your guest I'm a patient of hers and very happy to be hearing her daughter on the radio. So if somebody's your patient, they get free music entertainment.
Oh yes. We talk about music first, even before we get into diseases.
All right. So we have got a fantastic repertoire. Naima has been practicing. She came in earlier into studio and she does read music. She's got her classic music here. You must make sure you head over to our socials. And we're going to be starting off with a Tchaikovsky piece, Chanson Napolitaine. That is going to be played is by Pam Wedgwood, called Survivor. Neymar, you know, because you sit in those lessons playing things over and over and over and over again, and you have got such technique in what you're doing. Because I have the sheet music in front of me, I can see you are so doing the thing. Such a bright future ahead. What is your wish, Neymar? What is your wish with your music?
I hope I can, in the future, I hope I can make girls' bras bands so that we can all play together.
Oh, Mom, you must be so proud. I mean, not just at the skill and the talent, but just this person, this young gifted person. How does that make you feel? And what would you like to share with all the other parents?
No, I'm very blessed. Her dad and I, we just love her to bits. And she's stayed humble and hardworking. And I would just like to encourage all the parents out there, if you can, please let your children take up musical instruments.
Neema, Dr. Lazon, or as I would say, Mum, thank you so much to the both of you for coming through.
Thank you so much for having us. We had fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.